Black Summer Season 2. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And I have to say, I really enjoyed it. It's a Netflix series. It's about the zombie apocalypse, starring Jamie King and a bunch of no names, really. People that I haven't seen in anything else. It's pretty good. So, Season 1, I'm just going to go into it real quick. Jamie King is, like, I guess the main character. They don't really have like a main character, it's a group of people, but you know, she's, I guess, the star or whatever, top billed. So, you know, it starts off, the apocalypse is happening, right? So all hell breaks loose, and Jamie King is trying to get to her daughter. I don't remember everything because it's been over a year since I watched it. I want to say they skipped a year from COVID, but maybe not. I'm gonna have to check on that. But anyway, so, if you go back and watch it, you know, she's trying to find her daughter the whole time. So, whatever. So, here's Season 2. So, I can't really say too much other than, you know, she's in Season 2 with her daughter. And it was good. Season 1 was pretty good, but I have to say, I enjoyed this one more. I remember Season 1 about halfway through the season, I guess episode 5 or so, it started to get kind of, I don't know, weird. There was a an episode with a sex trafficking or something. I vaguely remember it, but I remember not really liking that too much and not being sure where they were going with it, but it ended on a strong note. So, you know, I remember when it ended, I was like, okay, I'll watch the second one. So here we are. Season 2 came out. I didn't even know. It just popped up on Netflix saying more episodes. And a buddy of mine said to watch it. He enjoyed it more. So last night I started watching. And I watched two or three episodes. I can't remember. And then I was like, you know, I don't know. I thought they were doing something. Turns out they weren't. But so I contacted him and I was like, look, man, I'm not sure what they're trying to do here, but I don't know if I like it. And he assured me, no, that's not what's going on. I think this is what's going on, and we'll just leave it at that. And he was right. I'm so glad I finished it because by the time it was finished, I really enjoyed it. So once I kind of got what I thought was happening out of my head, I really enjoyed it more. So I kind of want to go back and watch those first two episodes again. But what makes this show really neat is the cinematography. You know, it's a lot of handheld. So whoever's operating the camera is just running around with these actors. So it's a lot of that right over their shoulders. It's very long cuts. I mean, they'll go in these scenes with 3 or 4 minutes running from either the people or the zombies and fighting them. I mean, these takes are really long, and everybody does a fantastic job. The acting is really good. There's not a whole lot of dialogue, only in a couple episodes there is, but for the most part, the dialogue is very minimal. It's very atmospheric, right? So it's a lot of long shots, even when it's not the action shots. There's just a lot of long shots of them looking around, and the camera will circle, and you'll see different things. I mean, it's really good. Whoever their cinematographer is, he's fantastic for this. You know, I don't know how it would be on any other movie, but for this type of show where you want the audience to feel like they're in the zombie apocalypse, it's fantastic. So I don't want to go into any spoilers at all. Jamie King is really good. The girl who plays her daughter is I knew from the beginning, really, that she was going to be something. I don't think she spoke a word until episode like 4 or something like that. But you could tell in her eyes, you know, just the way she looked at people and she looked at the situation, you knew that she knew what was up. And the little girl was fantastic. I mean, her performance was spot on. She's probably the best in the whole show. And you don't notice it until towards the end of the season as much. The returning characters, you know, there's only a couple of them left. There's Jamie King and the black guy who was in the military in the first season. I'll leave it at that. And the Korean girl, She's back. I think her name is Sun. She's good in her role. She doesn't speak English. She's, it's more of a physical performance for her. I mean, I guess she's great. She's very convincing. They all are, really. There's this new guy. There's a lot of new characters, but he was a former police officer. What's neat about the show is when they introduce new characters, for the most part, if they're a major player, they always flash back to the beginning of the outbreak and show like where they came from and their situation and whatnot. So it's just a good piece of storytelling. And going to technical, as technical as I can get, right? Not like I know what the hell I'm talking, but anyway, it's shot in 8K with an 8K camera, so that's digital, but it has film grain. So it's obvious they use filters. It's kind of gray looking, because it's called Black Summer, but it's 4 months later in season two. I forgot to mention that. So it's like winter time now. So it's really cold, and everybody's trying to, basically, the factions or the groups that it's following, they're all trying to get to the same place. And they come across each other and whatnot. So, the storytelling is just, it's neat the way they do it. It's almost Quentin Tarantino-ish, but it's fast. It'll only be like little 10-minute segments, and then it goes to another one, and the chapters are named. So it's unique, and I guess that's the best part about it. I'm still skeptical about it falling into the Walking Dead rabbit hole. I know I'm bouncing here, but I don't want it to become the, mankind is worse than the zombies and all that jazz, which, it's very plausible that that's what would happen in the apocalypse, right? You would have factions of people getting together, and that's fine. I worry about the longevity. It's gonna get old. Walking Dead, after season five or six, I don't even remember which one, but I was done. It just got old. It was the Negan thing. So I don't want this to turn into that, and it probably will, because where else do you go? What else do you do? You can only have people run from zombies so much. So that's my main concern about zombie series, because eventually you're gonna kind of run out of material, and you gotta just concentrate on other people, and I just don't enjoy that as much. So maybe another season, and that should probably be it. But who knows if it makes money, or if, or I say money, but I mean it's on Netflix. But if a lot of people watch it and there's a big response, they'll probably do another season, and it'll go on until it gets old and gets canceled. But for now, season one is good. Season two is really good. So yes, I definitely suggest that if you like that kind of stuff, zombies, and it's not scary. I don't find it scary at all, actually. There's not really jump scares either. You kind of see everything that's going on. That's part of the way it's shot. So it's not very scary. So if it's, if you're worried about horror or whatever, you'll be fine. Technical, back to that. I talked about the video, but the audio is really good. It's in Dolby Atmos. So if you have an Atmos setup, you're going to really enjoy that part of it, even though you don't get a whole lot of overheads from it. If you just have a 5.1 surround sound, you're gonna enjoy it. I mean, there's stuff coming out of all the ear level speakers constantly. It could be a real quiet scene, and you hear zombies in the background, hollering, moaning, or whatever you want to call it, scratching, banging on stuff. So it's very neat. It's just a well done series. So hopefully, they don't run out of material, and they can keep it going for a little while, but maybe it'll just be one or two more seasons. I don't know. But those are my thoughts on that. Just want to do something real quick. So hope you enjoy it. And if you like this video, please give it a like. I'm Nelson with Average Home Theater, and those are my thoughts. Thanks.